Dealing in some of above him a bit, some of him a base about the first Mishnah. Whatever a mayor personally made a cost of Shibatara, we can be matter the netter based on a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Whatever loy, ilo you see a day, a shatter over all, lo seekim, lo seeter, val, lo seeter, sechicha, bil pavecha, the half the recha, kamercha. If Shema Yoni, if he'll become an Oni, Benatha Yochel Lefarno, so you won't be able to support him. So, if you had realized the implications of your action, of all these averas that you're really doing, by creating an Isser of Hanoah between you and somebody else, it's because of you have a grudge against him, you're taking revenge against him. You're the element of hate over here. Would you made the netter? So Amr Ilo Hayisi Yadeya Shehu Kain Lo Hayisi Noider Reza Mutter. Okay. So. So these are valid psachim. Let's see the round. Right, I'm a remeir person in the kasabatara. So we can use psukim as a form, as a sort way to be mata the netter. Now the veir is that you're over by this action that you're doing is expressing elements of anger, upset at somebody, and that's why you're making the netter. That itself is being over a sermon the Torah. The Avogav the Skin and Parak Arba in the Dorm we had back in the third parak, the Lord Pachskinon. So we can't make a Pesach of B'yesh Boitzi Kibir Kodos Chorav. That a person who's making a netter is like being, it's the equivalent of an halacha that he is going to be stabbed with the sword. Because Shmuel Damer Shmuel Kalai Neider Al Bishem Akaimo Nika Rasha. Even a person does keep the netter, that itself is a Rasha. Therefore, he deserves to be stabbed. Because Reb Nosson Damer Kalai Neider Kilabon Baba. So we don't use these because the person won't answer honestly. So listen, if you realize that you're so called a Rasha, you've done it anyway. So the answer is he might have been upset enough that he would have done it anyway, but he's not going to say that. Yeah, I'm happy you called the Rosh. So you can't be moderate based on these type of questions, because there's only one response. Even though in his heart he might be thinking, you know, I would have done it anyway, he's not going to say that, because that would be embarrassing and insulting for himself. So one of the same problem over here. He said, listen, you know, if you realize that you've been over 5 years serving on the Torah, but you've done it anyway, what's he going to say? Yes. He's not going to admit that, even though the truth is he might have done it anyway. He was so upset at the person, he might have done it anyway. So, but he's not going to tell us that, so it's not a good Pesach anymore. Because we have no idea what he really is thinking. So, why is this acceptable in our Mishnah, not acceptable for? The Hosam Shani Dahavu Iyumim Gedolim. Over there, we're talking about punishments, or not a specific avera, but a general description of the person. He's a Rasha. He's deserved to be stabbed. He's like you built the Boma. So those are tremendous statements, tremendously negative statements. Via filo aldas hanu nodar. If the truth is, he would have done it anyway. But Yisbaya Shlomer Kane, he'd be embarrassed to say that. Nimsoshain in the door of Nitorim Yofo, so we haven't really clarified what he's thinking, so it's not a good Torah. That's over there. Alahani the money tana hocha lochamir linchi kulihai. People do not perceive that these, as it were, the Benon Lochamiru is sort of as being so bad. Okay, so I'm upset with them a little bit. those type of that's the attitude type. So if a person had truthfully be willing to do it anyway, he would have said, yeah, I would have done it anyway. Okay. Omalei, now the gifts over here is Rav Chana bar Rav Ketina said now the gifts is Larabba. So if they're going to ask him based on the possible Mechayachichim, well, he's saying that Reuben made an error, he can't give any benefit to Shimon. So we say, listen, you know, if Shimon becomes an Oni, you can be over this Mechayachichim. So, like Nema called me Ani Labalai Nofil. That's not my responsibility. So, how could that be? I mean, they're missing any one of these alone. It's a valid Pesach. Okay. So my demoti li the farnasai bahari kuliyama mefarnasalei. So that which I have to give him is part of the kiyuvim of giving to an ani, together with everybody else in the city. That I will do. I'm allowed to do that because I give to the gabbai, and the gabbai distributes it appropriately. So I don't have an iser of being mahanim and chosai to give it to the gabbai. Because once they give it to the gabbai, the gabbai is credited for the niyam collectively and distributes it. But the personal level of responsibility is not on me. Beyond that, so where's the Pesach? If you realize that you have a chiyuv to take care of him personally, and you couldn't do it, but you've done it. I don't have a chiyuv to take care of the person. So Malay, so Rabbi said back in the Omer, call a Neufel and a Neufel, but the Yad Gabbai Tchila. That there's two stages in a person's Aeneas. There's a stage where he has made his case public, and at that point in time, the giver's responsibility is to give amongst everybody else. But before a person gets to that stage, a person will try and a individuals without going around, you know, collecting. You can go to one or two close individuals and say, I need help. So at that point in time, since nobody else knows about it, the government does not know about it, the law is that the responsibility is on those people. So that Misha says correctly so. You have a chiyuv of a chayachichimach which you can't do based on your netter. When you made the netter, had you realized that it's going to prevent you from doing your chiyuv of a chayachichimach? Zaturan. Balema, let him say. Let's say, called him ani lav alai nofel. How can Misha say the poskel noy that we give a pesach with Shema Ya'oni? If you realized you made the center that if a situation kicks in that he's an Oni, you can't do your mitzvah, would you have done it? That's the Pesach which we offer. So we're saying that the Mishnah is telling me that that's part of the chiyuv of a chayachichim, where he has to live with you. It means you have personal responsibility for him. And that's the more I asked, name it late. Called the ma'ani, lava lai nofel. Shani m'chuyiv, levadi, I'm not m'chuyiv to take care of it myself. I should take care of all of his costs. My demotali, the farnas say, bahari kuliyama. If I'm asked to lay, well, that which I have a chiyuv to give with everybody else, that I can do. That's mutter. Why is it mutter? Even though he answered his property on this person who's now on Ani. It's mutter. He doesn't give it directly to the Ani. El Yad Gabay gives it to the Gabay. Kim Shimrat to Gabay, Litin La'achar, Rishus Biyadu. And the Gabay can give it to whoever he sees fit. So surely that's permitted to give it to the Gabay. And once the Gabay has it, he has the discretion to distribute it as he through, you know, obviously not arbitrarily, but he can distribute the money according to the rules. This money specifically does not have to go to that only. So a case where there's a need, he can give it to a third party. The third party is kainet, and then give it to the person who's mutter. So even though it's because of him, the only reason why that person has the food is because the mother gave it to a third party who was kainet, gave it to the mutter. But at the end of the day, the mutter is not being the henna from the mother. So when he gives it to the gabbai, it's the same thing. So my answer is called the Hanoifel Ein Hanoifel Bidat Gabbat Kilo. I'll show me Krivov. He asks his relatives and close friends when he's partners, and then they take care of him. But he shaita over a crow that see bechechichimo. So during that stage of the person's aneas, the person has expectation to turn to the people that know him well. If the mutter would want to get from the mother, and he can't, the mother would be over this.
I mean, you could still, you know, have a, I don't know, the harama of sorts, right? You go to the rabbi and you say, you know, rabbi, I've got, you know, my buddy here in need of tzedakah. I'm giving you, you know, this money. You know, you distribute it as you see fit. Remember, I do have this buddy who needs the money. I'm not allowed to give him directly.
Yes, but that's true. But he's still with the kechichim. During that period before he does that, kechichim was ready. He already had a chiv to give, which he didn't do.
No, I'm saying, but once that chiv kicks in, he can fulfill that chiv through, you know, going through a third person.
And that's true. But same with the kechichim pashas. It's a mitzvah which is chal immediately. So every rega that he's not doing it because of his neder. In other words, without the neder, he could have just given him straight, and now he has to go to the rabbi, etc. So during that period of time, he was ever an asay. He was about to say the Torah.
Well, I'm a
terrible sir. Not the Mishnah. So, if the man asked Hanov vis-a-vis the woman, which in certain scenarios is Machayev, they have to get divorced. So, we say, listen, if you realize that the cost of a divorce, the paying out the ksuba, would you have made this neder? He says, no. So that's a good Pesach, and you mount to the neder. Okay. The Mishnah says a story that there was a person was neither Hanoa from his wife. Tough dinar. Her ksuba was 400 dinar. Remember, included in the ksuba is the basic ksuba, the Messiah Mzuz. And any Tosefis he commits to. It's also included is the Nixay Sarin Barzal. All included in the ksuba. Is it possible to talk quietly? So he had to pay it. So this person said to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi, my father only left me over a Yerusha totaling 800 dinar. Not all Ochi Dalad Meis. I need Dalad Meis. So my brother got 400 and I got 400. So the Dai Shatitol he Messiah, my name Messiah, shouldn't we at least split it? So I left with something. You got to pay the ksuba, even if you have to sell your hair. You got to pay the ksuba. If I realized the financial implications of my netter, I would not have made the netter. He tear of the kiva, but kiva was mat to the netter. Okay, sucked around. Person the other mixubas ishta. Sharmer la ilah yisidea shehei alecha nifra ksubasa. If you realize that this is going to make you pay the ksuba, klum nadarta, would you have made the netter? Yomer lav, if he says, I would not have made the netter, had I realized that, so that's a good pesach. So material, so you're mat to the netter. So the Gemara, metaltoli mi mishtab l'ksuba. I don't understand. The Gemara says how you could say that you're mechuyev to sell your hair. Hair is metaltolin, and metaltolin. The first question was the 800 dinar. So that's money. The Mor says, is that Meshubba the Ksuba? Some Rabbiya, Karga, Shubba, Chesmeyus dinner. So the mission didn't mean coins. The mission meant Karga of that value. And that's where the Shiba Ksuba is. Once he has a chiyuv ksuba of karka, and you learn that the chiyuv ksuba, because I'll only put it on karka, he can pay it off with money. But if he has no karka, he has no chiyuv. Samur says if all this person had was this 400 zuz, 400 dinarim, that's all he has. So he's not meshubit. So Mor says, no, it meant he had karka of that value. Matani sar roshoy, v'sar roshoy metatal yu. His hair is metatalin. Okay, so Mor says, haki kamar. That, if you look at the moichar sar roshko.
How's metatalin? It's attached to his head.
Okay, metaltolin is anything which is not karka. So as long as his body, he's not it's not real estate.
Okay.
So he says, she's going to take all of the karka, and you're left with zero to work and to sell, and you're going to have to sell your hair to eat. So that's the only way you'll be able to eat. Rekiba said to him, she's going to clean you out. And you're left with like nothing left. Your gorgeous hair, cut it off and sell it for a shaitel. And it'll get you breakfast a few days. So that's what he meant to say. But not in economy. He doesn't have to use that to pay the ksuba. Okay. So Mor says, Shemata Minoa, the we should be able to derive from over here. Now, we have the gear something more in Misadrin Lebal Chayv. Do we make arrangements and a person has a chayv to let the debtor keep enough to maintain his needs? So Rekiva is saying over here, listen, you owe her 400 dinarim, you have exactly 400 dinarim, so give her every single penny and starve. And if you gotta have to sell your hair, you'll sell your hair to eat. But normally we have a rule, or we could theoretically have a rule, we'll say that yes, he owes the money, but he has halakhically has a right to keep some of it to be able to maintain his basic needs. And it's a chayv, so over for a different time. To see from the Mishnah that we don't say that. You say we take everything away and tafluk on the guy. Hey, massage on the balchay. We don't make arrangements for the balchay to be able to keep some money for his basic needs. So that's the Morris suggests. So Morris says no. Omer Nachar Rabbi Yitzchak Lord Moshe Mekaren Shtark Suva. That we are Masada the Balchay, but we don't look at it as full payment. So he has not paid off the full ksuba yet. So we're not going to consider, we don't rip up the shtar. And you have to realize that you might pay this all off and still have the shtar out there. You have to get a receipt that you paid a certain amount. When you lose the receipt, you're going to have to pay the whole chayv again, because the ksuba is still effective in Bez. How it fits into the lashon, I'm not sure. Okay, let's see the Ram. So you see our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is holding that Rekiva is saying metalti mishtab the ksuba. So that would be an important piece that Rekiva holds like that. So Mar says it means karka. But then he said roshka b'sar rosh metalti havu. Well, Rekiva the chayv lezune the frak ksuba. So he has to pay sell his hair to pay the ksuba. So how come late? Fill out the merchah, start reshka ba'ichel. No, you don't. The money you have to pay the ksuba, which you have it as karka. So you have to use it to pay the ksuba, but you're left with zero to live on. So even if you have to sell your hair to be able to eat ba'ichel, he to rabbis kol karkol. So she will collect everything. Fill out yishal lechad davar. You're left with nothing. You'll have to sell your hair to be able to eat. That's the law. We do let the debtor keep a mita, umapitz, a bed with a mat, and his whatever he needs to supply his trade, because if you take that away, he has no way to make money. So he gets to keep that, even though they have a value, and he owes that amount of money, we don't take it away from him. Now, if you look at the Kibager, he corrects that. He says, "Mosin shloshim yom k'sus shnei mosu chodesh." We leave him 30 days worth of food and a year's worth of clothing, because their clothing would wear out. So he would need to keep a certain amount of clothing to be able to function. So one opinion says we do this. Why? The government micha micha me arachin. The Torah uses lashon of mach, which means that person is lower down. So the Torah uses that language by case of by balchayv. The Torah uses that language by the case of erachin. Of erachin, there's a psukim which we learn out that there's a din of the sadrin. That's one number. We come on number. A misadr. One says no, that we're not misadr. We don't make this limud. That means a person is left with nothing. Means you weren't misadr for him. You didn't make any arrangements. He should have what to live on. Shamino, day misadr. The more answered back, Lord Moshe Mekaren Shark Suba. Climber. Zakhd Iran. The Erechon Ami the Masadr. That Mrs. Moore is answering back, no, we are Masadr. So if you are Masadr, so what's the Mishnah saying? You have to sell Sarashka for food, you have food. Even if you would choose to not. get the halachic permission to not pay the full chai because we need the misada for you. So you're going to choose to go out like that. Ben Chor writes a besider. Latashav li potter. Still, it doesn't make you potter. The element courage talks to us. In this situation, we don't rip up the star today. She tipped him so also chalachas mikam. Tashav etigma. So here we hold misad in the balchayv. That doesn't mean that there's two steps to that thought process. He owes 400 dinar. He has exactly 400 dinar worth of karka. So we say, listen, he needs X amount to live on. Let's leave him that. Okay, so he'll pay 300 dinar. Okay, so that's chiddush number one. We let him to keep. If you hold besadrin, we make a question on what he needs for his basic needs, and we take care of that. So what's the next step? The next step is, okay, do we say that, and we will consider this partial payment like a full payment? Or we say, no, it's a partial payment, and even though he has a right to the full amount, we're going to force him to let you keep, we're going to force the malva, or the one who's being goyva, to let the one who's being nigva from. We're going to keep some things. We're going to force the teveya to let the nitva keep something. It doesn't mean that the chayv was erased. So therefore, later on, you're not correct the ksuba. If eventually you get more money, she's going to come out to collect. Now the Ran says by Rachan that's not true. So the Torah says a person accepts upon himself an erich. So the Torah gives a set amount that he has to pay depending on male or female and age. The pasuk says, however, if he can't afford that, so they make a calculation how much he can afford, and that's it. He doesn't have to pay later on if he becomes rich. He doesn't have to say, well, you know, you owe the difference between that amount and the full erich. We don't say that. We're learning Masad in the Balchayv from erich. And we're saying by Masad in the Balchayv, we make this calculation and we say, by the way, you owe the rest of the money. So what's the difference? And he did not by Rochet. Nothing seller. Chris only gave one seller, which is much less than the full erich, because that's all he could afford. Later on, he became rich. Ain loyal of kalum. The best in the gizra of hektish has no claim on the person. And we learn out cedar by a balchoy from erich. So why am I telling you over here it's different? We learn not misogyn and a misogyn. There's this halacha that we allow him to keep something, we learn out. But that which later on he's masik yada, he eventually is able to access that other money, we don't learn out that the Gzeir Shabbat was only for that first point, not for the second point. It's two different points. First point is he has a right to collect the full amount right now. No, it doesn't. You need to keep something. Second question is that considered a full payment? We don't learn out the regards to the second question. Okay. Sucked around. I mean, Amir Hachel Shemata Minah Metalti Mishtad Alek Suvos. When the more asked the question over here, you see from the Mishnah Metalti Mishubah from the Ksuva. Well, let's look like this. So, what are you asking? So the Ran says, when the more asked the cash over here, apparently Shemi and Miha. Now, we can understand the Tatu Mishtabdi the Ksuba means. means it doesn't have a shibud which transfers over when the property is sold. And you cannot collect from what's in the hands of a third party. But when it's by the husband himself, we can collect from the Taltali. We see in the Mishnah the Gemara's question that that's not so. Even he himself doesn't have a chiyuv to pay it. So it's a very funny chayv. It's a unique chayv in that sense. They're saying that the husband does not owe the money. All of her rights are whatever karka he had at the time that he wrote the ksuva, she has a right to. But there's no chayv is a good for him to pay with money. If he wants to keep his karka, he can give money instead. But we say, listen, you don't have any karka. So you owe money. Don't worry about the money. It's about you, the husband himself. I understand if he would take the matalta and sell it to a third party. You say, no. Can't, she doesn't have first rights on it. It's without the mishtab of the ksuba. But the collecting of the person, he has a chiyuv aguf to pay. So, and he has money, so he has a chiyuv to pay. No. It's on the character.
Is that imply that the ksuba is durabana?
Well, let's see. So what's the logic behind this? The time of Mishum, the reason is because the Ein Zman Ksuba Yadua. Ksuba unique then from other type of chaybis. There's no time when it's going to be collected. It might not come to collection at all. And something has to happen to allow her to collect. So all of these are questions which. All of these are make the collection of the ksuba doubtful. Hilkach lo sampa daita el ala karka. So you say that when he's being mishabed, there's so many things which might happen to the metaltalin. So the woman, when he the husband of mishabed himself, she's just thinking about, well, the lease is the real estate that I can protect myself with and collect from it.
So this would be true for, I don't know, some type of other, like, cove that was, you know, contingent and, you know, doubtful that it would ever be collected.
Yeah, so theoretically. But pashas, you wouldn't lose the right to collect from the person. The chayv is a goof. But he says, Mishumachi, the Rabbanon, harakach shaksuva mechayv da'alma. So this is the ksuba is weaker than a regular chayv. And I think the kiddush over here is different than the case over there, that whether a person is Samar Das or not, the borrower has a shibud aguf to pay back. So if he has what to pay with, he has to pay with it. Over here, it wasn't the loan. We're generating the shibud. We're saying, so a loan generates a shibud aguf. We're also generating a shibud on the property in case the property is sold. I have my lien is first, but the act of the halvah itself creates a shibud aguf. What he's saying over here is that Be'etzim, the husband, is meshabed gufay to pay the ksuba. He says no, she never accepted it like that because she. There's so many questions whether he'll be able to, that he or his estate will be able to pay. So the original he stopped this. She never expected to get it from anything other than the karka. So that's unique to a ksuba. Baba gav the metal to the yasvi the bachlev lemishtav. But when it comes to a regular chayv, the metalton of yisurim cannot be collected from. But kihechel the gavu minei, when you're collecting from the loiver himself, afil meglima the al kasve, you collect from the shirt of his back. That's like his hair. Vachim uchashmat the chabila the perik, however the kedushin that the chiyav is on metalton. So if it's on the Talmud, why doesn't it go over to the assignment? Because I'll set that up. Now, Zatan Ran, the mayor, Ksuba's all the way around. Atiba Tvei Ksuba, Mi Balchoyv the Alma, then he's the Talmud, the Yasmi, the Balchoyv the Mishtabdi. The Ksuba Mishtabdi, he says, no, there is a din on the Talmud, the mayor holds. And only that, even from the assignment, she can collect. Which is different than a regular chayv. So it comes out the ksuba is Karn Rabbanan has a more limited scope than a regular havo. Karn the Meir has even more, has a more expanded ability to collect than a regular bal chayv. Okay. Zok the Mishnah. Paiskim yamim tzayvim u'b'shabasas. She said that if you realize that this netter that you're making is creating a situation where you're uncomfortable, and yom tov Shabbos you can't get your favorite food, whatever the situation might be. So you're creating a discomfort on Shabbos and yom tov. If you realize that when you made the netter. So he says, no. Okay, so that's a good passage. Now, Rishon HaYomrim. Originally, they came along and said, the person made a netter, he's not going to... He likes grapes tremendously. He loves eating grapes. And he said, you know what, even eating too many grapes. Grapes are also for me for the next 30 days. He said, you know, they come and goes to bed and says, you know, this whole Shabbos, they haven't had a grape. This last... So, says we realized the impact that you're going to have on your Shabbos and how it's not nice to Shabbos when you made the netter. Says no, okay. So originally the Mishnah says, okay, that's matter the days of Shabbos, but the rest of the days are also. Shabbos, those Shabbos that it's relevant to, the netter is no longer effective. But during the week, the netter is still effective. Is that the Mishnah of Kiva came and taught us Shaneder Shahutr Mikloloi Kutr Kuloi. The Mishnah in the Mishnayis has Neder Shahutr Lashon of their Neder Miksasa Hutr. No, he actually gives a Miksasa Hutr Kuloi Hutr. Neder Shahutr Miksasa Hutr Kuloi. Okay. Neder Shahutr Miksasa Hutr Kuloi. Ketzat. So that's what Rabbi Akiva says, that you can't keep part of the netter and be matter part of the netter. And the Ron's going to bring that the pasuk says Kol Yitzim Piv Yaseh, that the Torah says a person makes a netter, he has to keep everything that he said. So once he's not keeping everything that he said, it's not netter anymore. Okay, so. The Mishnah says another example of this. I'm not going to benefit from this whole group of people. If there matter that he says I can't keep this netter vis-a-vis so and so, and you find a passage to matter it, so once you matter that, So that situation, what is one? It's one letter, so part of it is bottle. The whole thing is bottle. She'eni nehena lezeh v'lezeh. He says, "I'm not going to be." Instead of saying, "I'm not going to be the henna from all of you," he says, "I'm not going to be the henna from you and from you and from you and from you." He made it separate in the dorm. So, what happens over there? So we say each one is separate header. So he's not the one person, doesn't affect other people. So Mishnah says, "Well, depends." So hutra harishon, hutra kulam. So if the one that he now is makes said I can't that they can't keep this letter vis-a-vis the person that I said first because whatever reason, and then they find a way to him out to the netter, so there's a pesach on the netter vis-a-vis that the first person. So while that person is gone, the whole thing is bought. Because we look at it, so I'm not going to hand it from so and so, which now is no longer true. And Belizea not, and him not either what? Just like I'm not giving a hand from him, I'm not giving a hand from him. Well, you're not even ahead of from him. That part of the neder is gone. So even though it's separate in the dorim, but all the dorim are just like I said, I'm not giving a hand from the first person, I'm not giving a hand from the second person. Well, the first person is mutter now. But hutter acharon, since it's separate in the dorim, we don't say hutter means also hutter kula. Each one is a separate neder. So only that one is mutter. Fine. Fine. Shanina had a Lazak Corbin. Lazak Corbin. So each one is a separate statement that should be usher like a korban from this person, she also a korban from that person, etc. So you know, pesach cholach avecha, that we don't say hutzer rishon and hutzer kula. Each one needs his own separate act of pesach. It's separate the door. Okay, new case. Kind of yayin sheni toyim. Person made an issur to drinking wine. Kayayin ra'al me'ayin, because wine is bad for the stomach. Amaloi will have a yushin yafal me'ayin. That depends. New wine is bad. That wine which has been left to age is actually good for the stomach. So hutter b'meyushin. So had he since he said explicitly he did not want, the reason why he's making it also because it's bad for the stomach, and there's a type of wine which is, that's not true. So that wine, that's a bit on the netter. And once we say that b'loy b'meyushin b'var hutter elu b'chol hayayin. Okay. Karim batzel sheni toyim shabatzel rad the leiv. So onions are bad for your heart. Amaloi baloi kufri yafa the leiv. Depends. Different species. Certain species are good for your heart. So hutu b'kufri baloi b'kufri b'lad hutu ala b'chol b'tzolim. So this is not just a theoretical din, but this is a lachal ma'isa. The mayor was matir b'chol b'tzolim. Let's leave the round.